All right, welcome back to the Ignite Podcast, people. I know we have been on a very long break, but it was a much needed break. We've been dealing with a few things. We have been busy. Bear with us, and we're gonna try to keep this thing rolling, because the first three episodes have done like really well, like way better than I expected. And so we're really grateful, and we're really happy that people are listening, and so I'm gonna bring y'all episode 4. And we're going to talk about, well, first of all, let me answer. My name is Deontay. I know it's been over a month, but my name is Deontay, and I am the uncle of this duo, and I have my niece, Queen Sydney, here.
Hi.
And, we're going to talk about internships.
Period.
And give our experiences. We're going to talk about why they are so important and what we learned. And so just a quick, 20-30 minute conversation. And yeah, so we hope you get something out of it. Mm-hmm. So on episode 2, you guys kind of learned that Sid really has taken up an interest, and like, she's very serious about it, being in the nursing career, like, having a career in nursing, and it's been going good, and she had an internship. So we can talk about it.
Yeah.
So where was it with Kip, or?
So it was something like that. Well, it wasn't like with Kip specifically. Like, it was a program called Envision.
Mm-hmm.
That nominated me to go to the trip.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. How I got nominated, literally, like, my college counselor, shout out to Mr. Johnson, was like, hey, you want to go on this thing called Envision? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he got me signed up, me and some other good friends of mine got signed up. And I had got an email from the college board for Kip. And they were like, oh, y'all don't have to pay for it. We'll pay for it. Y'all just pick where y'all want to go and what y'all want to do. And I was like, what? Because that trip was very much expensive.
I believe it.
I was like, oh, no. So, yeah. And so, for context, I did go to L.A., Los Angeles, California, for a week to do an internship and get some, ground coverage in medicine.
That sounds very, very good. Was that your first time going to California, or...?
No, it wasn't my first time going to Cali. The first time I went to Cali was in fifth grade, so like a long time ago. That's okay. When my dad had won an award for a song.
Oh, you did go with, you went with the family. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But how was it to go, you're 17 now, so how was it to be, there in California, on your own, making mm-hmm. smart decisions? How was being in another state other than Texas? Like, this isn't your first time being, well, is this your first time being in another state by yourself?
Yeah.
So tell me about that experience. How did that make you feel? What was your thought process going into that?
So I was definitely very scared. Anxiety was through the roof, especially the days counting down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was really scared. And then when I got to the airport, I was just oh my gosh, my mama, she was like, I can't go back there with you, yada 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 yada. And she was really trying her hardest. And then my aunt Gwen, they had started reaching out to all the flight attendants. It was just very woo. I'm very thankful that my aunt Gwen and my mom, they knew people out there. But I was definitely very scared. I was very much in the airport by myself. All the security guards and the security people was like, oh, how old are you? I was like, yeah, I'm very much 17. They were like, oh, that's nice. And then when I got there, it was just like, I had to figure stuff out on my own. And I guess that was kind of good practice to me because I'm used to everybody just like telling me how things should be done and how they. And so it was nice. Like, it was kind of overwhelming, but then it was kind of nice trying to navigate myself through airports, how to get to the hotel, how to reach the Envision people. It was actually pretty challenging, but I liked that challenge. So, yeah.
That is good. That is really great. I'm so proud. I missed you on Instagram. I told you I'm so proud. I'm proud to hear that you navigated through the airport by yourself. Once you landed, you tried to figure out things by yourself. And I mean, this is good practice because, when you go to college, they're gonna treat you like an adult. You're gonna be 18. They're gonna treat you like you they're gonna expect for you to figure stuff out on your own. And so this is good. This is good practice. It was that. And for the, to be in another state, by yourself, on your own, to figure things out. Like I said, that's really good because you can throw a lot of people in the deep end and they won't know how to swim back. So yeah. Like I said, I'm very proud. So what's the most you take away from this experience?
Definitely being ready for anything. Because definitely when we were there, we learned about all of, like, different scenarios and what you can do and how you can use things around the house. And, multitasking, it was definitely very, like, eye-opening to see that you can really use anything. Mm-hmm. And anything can help. I learned a lot of stuff, and I learned a lot of new, tips and tricks, like phlebotomy, blood pressure, like, surgery. All the good stuff. We went to Cedar Sinai and we did stimulations and all the good stuff. It was just a great experience to definitely see it because I was actually trying to find internships here in Houston, but I really couldn't find any. Mm-hmm. And so I was thankful that I got an opportunity to go down there and do a week's worth of stuff for the free.
Yeah. And this can go on college applications. You should definitely put this on your resume. this sounded like a really good experience. Has this made you really want to it's motivated you more or so what's your thought process afterwards? What are you thinking about the nursing field? Now that you got hands-on experience somewhat, what is your thought process coming home?
That I definitely need to get myself ready for nursing school. And that I also need to find a route that works for me. Because first I do want to become an RN first before I jump into being an NP. So definitely finding a route that helps me navigate and get to my goal, which is to be a pediatric nurse practitioner. So yeah.
Ooh, yeah, the big books.
Yes, sir.
I would definitely say my first internship. My first internship was at a gym, and it really, it's not like my. I was working at 18, so as soon as I graduated high school, I became the assistant track coach at my old high school. that was a whole different thing, but when I first got my internship at the gym, I was kind of I wasn't fortunate enough to get an internship in high school, so I said this is so good to already have some type of hands-on experience, what do you in the field that you already know, what you wanted to do and what you want to do. And I'll be honest with you, when I went into my internship was with, like I said, it was at a gym and it was mainly for one of my college classes. I was a PE major that kind of transferred over to recreation administration. And so, of course, like, I can manage gyms and along with, like, a few other things. But when I finally got this, how I got my internship, and it actually, like, my sister worked at a restaurant by the mall that, like, the gym was near.
Mm-hmm.
And she was over there by the gym for some odd reason. I told her to go in there and ask the owner, could I have the internship for a class? For a class. He said yes and everything. But, yeah, I just thought that was, like, so fun. Because I was always gone with the track team. With the track team, and that was like my senior year in college. But I went in, I was like, just like you, I was like so nervous. It wasn't like in Jackson, it was like in a different like part of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like having to drive to, but I was like so nervous because that was like my first job. Well, I wasn't getting paid for the internship,
mm-hmm.
but it was like my first job, like outside of you know, like doing anything related to track.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so nervous. It was dealing with like customer service. I had to like, you know, make sure all of the equipment was clean. And I was like his only employee too. Cause it was like a real small, like it was a real small gym.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I did so good. Like he hired me on for the summer. So I felt really good afterwards, and I learned like a lot. I learned a lot about myself, and so that leads me into like my next question: did you learn anything new about yourself? Maybe not professionally, but personally, like you just like, oh, I think I like this, or oh, I don't like this. So is there anything?
I definitely, something I learned about myself is that, like, a sense of independence is very much inside of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I like the rush of things. I like when things are, like, hectic, all over the place. Something that I really don't like is, like, I don't like being from my bed. I really don't. Like, I was sleeping in a hotel room, and I was just like, man, I really do miss my bed.
It's usually how it is when you go out of town. You really want to come back, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, everything sounded like it really worked out. You made, you say you went with, like, most of your friends, but did you meet new people?
I surely did. I met like some of the funniest and most creative and smart people like ever.
Mm-hmm.
My group was Freud, so if anybody from Freud is listening, hey. Fun fact, Uncle Deontay, we got chased by a homeless person.
Oh yeah,
that was so funny. So we was outside eating lunch, and we was eating like on the grass area, and the homeless man had walked up and was like, "Hey, put your mask on." We was eating. We was outside, and so nobody was listening to him, and he was like, oh, okay, nobody listening, and he started to chase us. We had to run inside.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, that's what you get in LA. It's a lot of homelessness in like most of the largest city. I mean, we live in what, the third or fourth biggest city.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we have a lot of, you know, we have really bad when it comes to being homeless here. And so I can just imagine, because I think if I'm not mistaken, LA is like two and New York is number one. And so I can just imagine if we're like the fourth largest city and our homeless population is bad. I haven't been to LA since I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure like how it has improved or maybe even worse now. Considering the pandemic,
but, right?
Oh yeah, I can just imagine. And see, and I'm not saying it's good to experience things like this, but
It was funny. Like, my friend, he was from Palm Springs. He was like, he was crying. He was like, I've never been chased by a homeless man before. And we was like, why are you crying? He was like, y'all been chased by homeless people? I was like, you haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, I mean, like, you can just tell, like, when people are from, like, different areas. And, like you said, Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, whew.
I did want to ask. So you said you made friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think these are people like that you will keep in contact with? Did you guys like exchange numbers or?
Definitely, like we already have a group chat, and they blow the group chat up every single day. We have like multiple group chats, one on iMessage, one on Instagram. It's just, and they blow it up every single day. But I do keep in close contact with my friends in my group, and then I made friends outside of my group too. We all follow on Insta and Snap, and we always just like checking on each other. You know, how are you doing? You know, how's the jet lag treating you and all that good stuff? So yeah.
See, that's really good because you're going to, and these are people that you can network with. These are people that, like I said, I mean, it's just like that college effect of, when you go to college, like some of the closest people you're going to be in contact with are the people that's like in your major, your pre-med. All of you, I mean, you have to study together. You're going to be going to class together. You're going to be asking for notes. You're going to be, these are the people you're going to be in contact with. Those are the people that, like I said, you're going to be networking with.
Yeah.
So it's really good to keep, like I said, keep in contact with them and, just, like I said, continue to be friends, continue to blossom. Everything's going to work out. Like I said, you never know down the line, like, who's gonna have a job ready for you? You just never know. One of your friends could already be in the field, and once you're done, like they like, oh, we have a job lined up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I'm saying when it comes to career paths, a lot of times it's not about what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
So, like I said, keep networking, keep doing good, and yeah. So, what I'm going to say. So, now that you have come back and everything, when do you guys start school?
I think the 9th.
The 9th?
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Either the 9th or the 16th is one of them.
I would say you should definitely share your knowledge with, you know, probably some people that weren't, as fortunate, you know, to be able to go. You know, share knowledge. Never be afraid to, you know, share knowledge among like your classmates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it for. Definitely appreciate you for it. Cause with my, so my second internship was with I was a graduate assistant.
Mm-hmm.
For the track team, and for basically like athletics. In general, the person who like oversaw like my internship was over the financial budget of like the entire athletic department at Jackson State.
Uh-huh.
And he was actually also my professor. Like I like gained so much knowledge from just being in that ticket office, but everything that I learned like in that internship, I pass it on to, you know, some of my classmates and some of the people that were younger than me that was in like their sophomore and junior year, and mm-hmm. some of their seniors, because I was in grad school when I was doing this internship. Yeah, just passed on the information, and like now they're all like doing very like, you know, very good things. One's a teacher, and she's mm-hmm. like she helps out with the athletics at the high school that she works at and everything. So like, it's just like I said, pass on that knowledge to your friends and, you know, people that were a little less fortunate, that weren't able to, you know, go and mm-hmm. you know, keep building like those connections and like the field, and everything's gonna work out.
Yeah.
So that was a good, really good talk.
Yeah.
So since you've been back, how you said you were tired.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how you've been dealing with this jet lag. Lord, I cannot talk today. The jet lag. How have you been dealing with your jet lag? How have you been? Because it's almost like you literally had to work for a week.
Yeah.
And so how have you been coping with work? Because I know you've been tired. I know you love to sleep.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely.
So what have you been doing to deal with your stresses of getting back?
So Monday I was actually off of work because I was like super duper tired.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I slept through all my alarms and my dad was just like, leave her alone, she's not gonna get up. But then after that, like, I had to go back to work. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and then today, then tomorrow, I'm mm-hmm. off on the weekends. And like during nap time, I would take a nap with them.
You're taking that with the kids?
Yes, I take a nap with the kids. Even before I went to California, I would take a nap.
Nap with the kids?
Yes. Literally. Like, that's one of the best parts of working at a daycare. I can go to sleep with them kids.
I wish I can go to sleep with my kids.
I know. But I realize I'm very fortunate.
Wish I can go to sleep. They talk a lot. But yeah, that was a good talk. I hope you guys listening. Hope you guys learned a lot. Keep applying for internships. Like I said, they are really, really good. Really good for college applications. Really good while you're in college. So mm-hmm. you know, see if you. Once you didn't get in college, and I know you're like you're gonna be like juggling classes and everything, but mm-hmm. never be afraid to like ask professors, talk to your deans, see if they have any like opportunities, like get to know. We're gonna do a future episode about like what to do in college. I'm gonna bring on a friend for that, and mm-hmm. you can talk to them, and we'll both kind of like juggle ideas for you and for the listeners also. And mm-hmm. just like get to what the biggest advice I can give is just like talk to your professors and deans. Get to mm-hmm. know them on like a personal level. Like one of my dean of my department at Jack State, I mean, she was the dean of my undergrad, and then she just so happened to like leave our college, mm-hmm. not JSU, but she like each. It's kind of hard to explain, but like so you have the College of Education, the College yeah. of this and that. So like every like department has, it's called a College of, you know, liberal yeah. arts, whatever. So yeah, she was the dean over our college, and then she moved to the dean of another college on campus,
mm-hmm.
and. The one she ended up going to was education, and of course, my master's degree was basically under what she was ahead of. And mm-hmm. I would gladly pop into her office. Hey, Dr. Bradley, And she, I would gladly just pop my, sometimes, I would bring her water, just to, show my appreciation or anything. It wasn't like she can give me a grade. Don't bribe your teacher. But it wasn't like she can give me a grade. So I was just popping her, I'd bring her a case of water and everything. I bounced ideas off her. She knew me by name. She knew my face. If she saw me walking down the street, she would know me. So, get to know your deans and professors on, a personal level. Don't just be a number.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them. Get ideas from them. Talk to them about opportunities. And I say, you're going to go very, very far.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a good episode.
It was.
That was a really good episode. And we'll do this again. I've been trying to get a makeup artist to come on.
Uh-huh.
So we can do the episode for
Val.
Yeah. Well, not Val, Victoria.
Oh,
and no, I'm trying to get I'm gonna get my cousin to come on for Val.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do the makeup thing and the braider thing. But I can't find a makeup artist nowhere. I can't. There's plenty of makeup artists, but I can't find anybody that want to talk.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep trying, but we're going to see about some other topics, and we'll see what we can do. I know one thing. We're going to talk about senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can bring on Alay for that. And then both of y'all can, ask me questions. So we'll keep y'all posted. Everybody listening, we'll keep y'all posted.
Yeah.
So, see, is there anything you want to say before we close?
I just want to say, everybody, I am a big senior now. Woo!
Yes.
It is official.
One more year and
I'm done. I'm almost done.
Yes, yes, yes. So, guys, you are listening. We'll hit y'all back whenever. Mm-hmm. It won't be another month, but mm-hmm. we'll definitely do another episode. Hope everybody's doing good. Wash your hands. Follow us on Instagram at ignite.teens. We're also on Twitter mm-hmm. at the same handle at ignite.teens, Houston, Texas. And so we'll holler at y'all next time, man. Peace.
Bye.
Ignite is based out of Houston, Texas, and the program helps young individuals strengthen their self-confidence, find their voices, and lead them down the best paths to reach their academic and life goals. And we are eternally grateful for your support.